We're doing the Agados of Baba Metzia. We're up to Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna had a forest that he owned by the river edge. And the people who passed with ships, so in those days some of the ships used to have horses pulling the ships alongside the stream. I mean, even in Mark Twain's day they used to have that going up and down the Mississippi. So in the Talmud time also they had horses, and sometimes, I guess, for the ships, it was bothersome to have his trees hanging into the river. So they asked him to cut down his trees. They said, Rabbi, please cut down your trees that are alongside the river. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, no problem. Ask the neighbors all the way up the river and all the way down the river. Ask everyone else. When they cut theirs, I'll cut mine. So the Gemara says, how could he do that? The Pasuk says, it koshishu v'koshu. The Prophet says in Tzvanya. And we derive from that, hit koshishu, first check yourself if you're righteous, and then v'koshu, then you can check others. A person is not allowed to tell others to do something unless he himself is perfect in that area. So how come Rabbi Bar Rav Huna could tell them, go ask other people to do it, then come back to me? So the Gemara says, everyone, all the other trees up and down the stream were owned by the Persian ruler, whose name was Rofila, Parzok Rofila. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna knew that this Persian ruler wouldn't listen to anyone. No one could get him to cut down his trees. And he knew that if he just cuts down his trees, it would be of no use if the rest of the riverside is covered with trees. And there was no way they would get the rest of the riverside cut down. So he said, why should they come to me and tell me, cut down my trees, because they're bothering them. There are so many other trees that they'll never get cut down, and my trees won't help if I cut them down when they won't cut down the other trees. So that's the reason the Talmud says that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna didn't agree to cut down his trees. So The Shiurei Das is a fantastic book written by the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz. And he says over here, don't misunderstand this Gemara. Sometimes a person thinks that if the Gemara said, you can't say anything to anyone else unless you're perfect, that means you have to be 100% perfect before you could say something. It doesn't work that way, because then you'll never say anything. The bigger a person is, the more he sees he has to fix. But the idea here is that you, in order to have influence on anyone else, a person first has to be at a state where he's perfect enough that whatever he says is a product of his own perfection. Meaning, there are two types of rebuke that a person can give. Most often the Talmud says, when we make a comment to someone else, it stems from our own imperfections. Chazal said, "Kol haposel b'mumo posel." When you see something wrong by someone else, it's an indication of what's wrong in yourself. Chazal said that's the way it is. But there exists a person who has worked on perfecting within himself a certain trait, and then the fact that he gets better at this trait automatically influences others to be better in the trait. When a person, his perfection of a trait is overflowing, that's when it can overflow to the point where it can affect other people. Yes, sir. Isn't it...